This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Conversation works for you. I hope it works well. DJV Showtime is 7 after the hour. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with thanks to Kara Schillen, who's at the controls as usual in our studio in Washington. Jennifer, what do you have that's trending?
Well, the story that I have that's trending is trending in California, where I live, and just when you think it doesn't get any weirder, well, it always does. Law enforcement organizations are looking to strike back against lawmakers. There's a bill right now in the California Senate that would restrict their use of force. That's right. We're asking police officers to restrict their use of force. They are staunchly opposed to Assembly Bill 931, which is now sitting in the Senate. It is Senate Bill 931, which would increase the state standard for lethal use of force from reasonable to necessary to become law. Though the measure on Tuesday passed its first policy committee, it faces a lengthy and complicated path ahead in the legislature. At the Senate Public Safety Committee hearing, which was held this week, representatives for rank-and-file police and their management said their objections to the proposal and the proposed change on use of force could not be resolved by the officer to provide funding to retrain officers. So this basically boils down to the use of lethal force from being reasonable to necessary. And it's a big shift in the law. It would impact a lot of officers. And of course, it's a reaction to some of the deaths that have come at the hands of law enforcement. But is this the right reaction to those instances? That would be the argument.
And you think?
I think tying the hands of good police officers is not going to do anybody any good. I think that...
What about tying the hands of bad police officers?
I think that we can address bad police officers. I think that we do. I think that we need to be better at that. I think there needs to be more frequent training. But I think
how about
that
we have better ways of getting rid of the bad cops instead of having unions protect them?
Yeah, no, I think that that's right. When they're bad, they should be dumped. Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. But I think for the most part, by and large, the police that protect us every single day are trying to do it by the book, and I don't know if this is helpful to them at all.
I think most of them are. I'm not sure about some of them. So here's the thing that gets me about these sorts of things is they become, it's all cookie cutter, it's cut and dried. And it's very hard in circumstances like this to take people that are, you know, dealing with bad police in the way that you're suggesting, or, you know, hampering what good police officers are doing, is another, especially in California, sign that there is that the state's beginning to topple over. It's like, hello, look out below, it's sinking, get off while you still can. Aye. So, anyway, that's enough for that. What do you have, Victoria?
Canada has become only the second nation to legalize marijuana. They passed a huge bill. Yeah, they called it an historic bill that they passed called the Cannabis Act. And it went through their Senate with a 52-29 vote. And so now this will allow for recreational use and as well as medical use. And so Justin Trudeau, the prime minister, he said that it stems a campaign pledge. He had actually pledged to keep marijuana away from underage users and reduce marijuana-related crime.
How's he going to do that?
This was something that he...
How's that going to happen?
I don't know. I haven't read his proposals. I don't know.
Well, but you hear all of this stuff about, yeah, we're going to make sure kids are... How do you manage that? How do you... That's
well,
what they
legal,
say about opioids, and we all know that that's a joke. You can't keep kids away from this stuff unless you're really well managing their lives.
Right. Here's the thing. You can have... Medical marijuana is legal in New York and in California as well. So if you walk into a dispensary or in Colorado where it's legal for recreational use, if you don't have your proper ID, It's just like trying to go into a bar and order a drink. So it's the same thing. So if you, it's on that level. So beyond that, it's a lot easier to get pot from a dealer than it is from going into a legal dispensary. So if everything is legalized, then I understand that argument that it actually gives more control and will probably keep marijuana out of the hands of underage kids even more. So it's, and then of course there's the revenue that it brings in. Colorado has certainly become a state where they can talk about the revenue that they've made off of all the pot. So
here we go.
They're talking about it in New York now for recreational
focus.
Use.
Well, we have it in Massachusetts now. It's legal in Massachusetts for recreational use.
Has that started actually though?
July 1st was supposed to be when some of the things, most of the communities have put off dispensary decisions until the end of the year, but the state law, the referendum requires that something be done by the end of 2018.
Yeah.
So we're moving down that track. Meanwhile, this report on the number of suicides among veterans, one of the things that you're not hearing, that you're not reading, that maybe you're not even thinking, is how many of these deaths would be prevented if veterans were allowed usage of things like marijuana. Some of them feel like their life is gone, useless, they have a lot of pain, they have injuries, we're not treating them. So what about making this, the federal government is so screwed up when it comes to marijuana legislation, they can't get out of their own way for the political reasons that they can't get out of their own way, no matter what it is that they're thinking about. But because the dramatic increase in the rates of suicide among veterans has people alarmed, and the suggestion has come from the VA groups, veterans groups, how about you let these guys smoke some pot and calm down? Because that's one of the effects that it has. I am not an advocate of use of marijuana. I don't like being around it, but I think it ought to be legal, and people need to be able to make their own choices. What happened to freedom?
Drugs
choices.
Are just a patch. You can have freedom and choices, but if you really want to find a meaningful solution for vets who are coming home and they're disturbed and they need care, it's about mental health, and it's about taking away the stigmas of mental health. It's not about putting a band-aid of alcohol
or marijuana. I'm not saying that's the only
fix. No, you're saying in conjunction with
therapy.
Yeah,
the mental health thing is number one.
Right.
But the rates are going up more quickly in veterans who haven't received any care from the health administration. This is a national blight, for God's sakes. We were talking about how these kids that are being encamped in the various places around the country because of the immigration problems with the families and how they're being used by politicians. The number one group extorted by politicians are veterans. Without question, the number one most used group as backgrounders for these phony BSing politicians is getting in front of some veterans group. Oh, yeah, look how they shake all their hands. And then when the vote comes, they screw them over. So I wouldn't, if I were somebody in uniform or knew somebody was and some politician wanted to use me, I'd tell them to pick a finger and move on. So I know it sounds pretty harsh, but it is. I think this is a disgrace. There's two disgraces. One, the treatment of veterans, and nothing's been done. I've been talking about this for years. Nothing has been done. Nothing. All right, so here's something you might find interesting, speaking of those youngsters, the people, and all of the site work that's being done. And I put that in quotation marks when we have the administration policy on migrant family. Yesterday, the Secretary of Homeland Security, is it Kirstjen Nielsen, I think that's her name?
Mm-hmm.
She was confronted by activists because of her point of view when it came to the border separations, the family separations. The protest was held while she was eating at a Mexican restaurant. Don't we find that a little ironic?
I think it's awful that she was actually forced out of leaving that restaurant and that people were, like, it's harassing her and all of that. That's uncalled
for. The optics of going, come on, Jennifer.
I think that what's happening on the border is sad, but I think we're following the law, and I'm feeling perfectly fine to go to a Mexican restaurant if I want to tonight.
I didn't say you. I'm talking about her because she's a lightning rod for this, that's all. unless you just, I think it's insensitive, frankly. Not very good. Again, we're all, I'm talking about optics here that means so much. Sadly, they do. Optics mean a lot. 16 past the hour on the DJV show. ED. It's embarrassing, and prescription treatment is so expensive. There's got to be a generic prescription option. Speak to the folks at Marley Drug, a North Carolina pharmacy with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Get the information at marleygenerics.com or call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310, 800-601-0310.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so we have a conundrum here. Federal judge has blocked the Kansas City law that makes people provide proof of citizenship when they register to vote. Talk about non-starters. Man, I don't get this at all. The judge's name is Julie Robinson, ruled the state's law violates both the Constitution and the National Voter Registration Act. This will go to the Supreme Court. How many times is this thing going to go to the Supreme Court? Kansas law went into effect in 2013. It requires anybody who registers to vote to provide documentation of their citizenship. What the hell is wrong with that? Why shouldn't you have to prove who you are and that you're entitled to vote? What is it about this?
You can't vote three times.
But you know.
But that, I see that, and that's been proven that that doesn't really happen on any major level. But
what, voting three times? No.
Yeah,
voter fraud happens a lot.
But why is it so hard?
I don't understand why. If you're getting a driver's license, if you have a green card, you can get a driver's license. But if you have a green card, you can't vote. It should be a separate thing. That seems like a no-brainer, and I don't understand how that's a violation. I don't get it. I don't get
it.
A
mess. All right, 21 after the hour. You're listening to the DJ sitting in there, DJV show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny.
Change at the hour.
To the Sheffield store. She was there to sell makeup, but father saw more. She had style.
Did Fran Drescher do this song herself? Who did the theme for
it? Sounds
the
like
Nanny?
Liza Minnelli.
It does, doesn't it, a little bit?
I don't know if it is or not, but it sounds like
it. All right, from the entertainment department, could The Nanny be the next sitcom to get a network revival? Fran Drescher said, yep. She said on Entertainment Tonight that she and the co-creator, Peter Mark Jacob, who happens to be her ex-husband, are in discussion to bring the comedy back to life. Peter and I are talking about it.
Now, her husband is gay. That was a whole storyline for a sitcom she did about, I guess, living with her, I don't know, finding out that her husband was gay, and then they still stayed friends and worked on stuff together. But I think that's their story.
Really? Huh. All right, so the show went on 25 years ago, still has lots of loyal fans. Would you watch, any of you, a revival of The Nanny?
I love this show. Yeah, absolutely.
Why? Why'd you like it?
This was one of those shows that my whole family watched together, and we never missed an episode. It was funny. It was a great family show. We really loved it.
She had that New York. What did she had a real shrieky? Very good. All right, so that's the story if you're a Fran Drescher Nanny fan. Good news for you. 25 after the hour music news now. Steve Miller has revealed plans for a joint live album with Peter Frampton. That sounds kind of interesting. Midst of their second summer tour, joining forces every night, jamming through lots of blues covers, their own individual sets as well. And they're planning to give you, their fans, a recorded souvenir of their collaborations. Miller says that every show is being recorded. The two are putting a record together now that will showcase their performances of songs like Freddie King's Same Old Blues, Elmore James' Stranger Blues, Casey Douglas' Mercury Blues, Otis Rush's All Your Love, I Miss Loving, and more of that sort of thing. Jamming together turned out to be a real interesting thing, says Miller. We're just having fun. It's an added bonus to the tour. Just really, really great musical combination and fun. As we go, we'll add more tunes, some Muddy Waters things, some Ray Charles things. We're going through all of our favorite blues tunes and playing them. Yeah, let's see. Miller's been around 50 years. You know that? First couple of albums were out 50 years ago. 50 years, he says. Amazing how fast the life goes by. See, Jennifer?
Yep.
Miller is also compiling a coffee table-style photo book to accompany whatever archival release surfaces. It'll mostly likely come out next year. So there you go. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Good things for your ear and your tummy. Elvis Costello, also in the music and news, too, today. A new album and a new tour. Announced a tour in support of his upcoming album with his former band, The Imposters. Tour is called Look Now and Then. It's Elvis Costello and The Imposters. Going to launch in November in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, wrapping up in Vancouver in December. So beginning, what is tomorrow, I think it is, later this week anyway, fans can pre-order the album along with concert tickets and a special bundle on Costello's website. All right, so do we know what Costello's website is? Is it ElvisCostello.com? Duh.
I believe it is, yes. Or just Google Elvis Costello.
Right, yeah.
He's great live. I'm not the biggest Elvis Costello fan, but a friend of mine took me to a concert, and he's just really, really good live.
Anybody named Elvis can't be all bad. Elvis Duran, Elvis Costello, Elvis Presley, hooray. For Elvi. All right, so anyway. By the way, this new album will be Costello's first since 2010's National Ransom. So if you're a Costello fan, there you go. You just got that right squarely in your ear. Delivered by the DJB Show at 28 past the hour. Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? Now, you drink a lot of coffee or tea, maybe you drink too much red wine, or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck them. I'm going to give you a 5-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied, using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. A couple of minutes, and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJB Show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
Hey, it's Chris from Noro Coffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased Noro Coffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice, too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for Noro Coffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With Noro Coffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at GetNoroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNoroCoffee.com. GetNoroCoffee.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're signing an executive order. It's about keeping families together.
And just a few hours after President Trump signed that order to end the separation of illegal immigrant families who tried to cross the Mexican border, he was speaking at a campaign-style rally in Duluth, Minnesota, highlighting the issue of illegal immigration and calling for the election of more Republicans to Congress to fix it.
Democrats don't care about the impact of uncontrolled migration on your communities, your schools, your jobs, or your safety.
The House expected to consider immigration legislation today. If it clears the House, it would face an uncertain fate in the Senate next. Today, the Trump administration is going to recommend combining the Department of Labor and the Department of Education. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
After the hour on the DJV show, because of our superior intellect and intelligence, we are brilliant here on the DJV show at examining things that are going on and figuring out what they mean to you. So if you want to find out what's going on, then you listen to us. And if you want to know, it's sort of what we should do maybe at the end of the day. How about this going along with a podcast, Kara? We could do a spreadsheet on what it is that was said, what it means,
Kara's
where it came
screaming from.
From
here.
Yeah, right. Let's add a nothing good ever comes from the phrase "let's add a spreadsheet."
I know.
Really?
I can guarantee you that no one wants to look at a spreadsheet.
Right. Okay. No one.
Especially DJV show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The Food News Department has a report on the safest seafood state in the Union. I know I woke up this morning wondering what state has the best and safest seafood, especially when there's so much pollution in the ocean. Want to make sure your catch is sourced from clean waters. Here's a case in point. Mussels in the Puget Sound just tested positive for opioids. So they're mussels from Puking Sound instead. Opioids.
That's terrifying.
Imagine
opioids
that,
in the muscles. Like, yeah. I know you don't eat that kind of seafood, Doug, but a lot of people eat mussels. That is, that blew my mind when I saw that, that opioids are in mussels.
Puget Sound is theoretically, it's out in the northwest. It's supposed to be one of the cleanest areas for water in the country, if not the world. According to the latest numbers, we're now fishing more than half of the world's oceans. 31% of these fisheries are overfished. That means that not enough fish are left to replenish at the same rate year after year after year after year. That's why the fish farms are doing so well. Turns out fish from Alaska is a cut above. Alaska is the one state that has sustainable fishing laws written into their constitution, because that's how, between the fish and the oil, that's how they make it there. Alaska sets limits on how many fish are available, caught. Is this on Dangerous Catch?
They go fishing to Alaska a lot on that show, I think.
Yeah. All right, so looking forward to the rest of this year, the state of Alaska has declared that harvests need to actually be lower than last season in order to keep local ecosystems thriving. That's pretty smart. So as you're navigating the grocery store or you're going to a restaurant, always ask your waiter where the fish comes from. If the waiter doesn't know, then get up and leave. That's what I'd do. Alaska.
You can send the waiter into the kitchen to find out from the chef.
You could do that.
You can do that, too.
Doesn't know. They
and then they come back and say, the Gordon's fisherman.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. All right, so that's
the good news is, don't bury the lead here. Wait, this is the most important part of this Alaska story, is that the Alaskan native types of fish are also really popular in the U.S. So 99% of wild cod, 95% of wild halibut, and 95% of wild salmon comes from Alaska. So it's actually, the good news is, it's actually easy to find here in the States. So those are the three types of fish that you should be looking for, because they're wild caught.
Burying the leads, I hadn't finished it. I had more. There was more.
I know you. You move on. I know you. It's shiny object. Something. You know, daisies in the background. I don't know. You think you hear her and she's hungry again? I don't know.
Actually, what I was looking at out of one eye, thank you, you know me too well, was a story on the origins of coffee. Mm-hmm. How many people we have? Nobody here. Jennifer drinks
coffee. Comes straight from the hands of God, I think.
Yeah.
That was
okay. No. It came from 9th century Ethiopian goat herders.
Oh, that was my second guess.
Ethiopian goat herders discovered coffee by accident, noticing how crazy the beans made the goat when the goat ate the beans. Now, there's a special, believe it or not, you can get a special kind of coffee that has been through a goat system. I believe a monkey also. I think there are two kinds.
You can eat poop coffee. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I've heard of that, but...
Oh, God. Oh, thanks. Crazy. Okay, New Yorkers, Victoria, drink 7 times more coffee than any other city in the country.
Surprised.
What's the matter with you?
New Yorkers you know what? New Yorkers don't get enough sleep. They are always late. The city is always finding some way to prevent you from getting to work on time. There's traffic jams. That doesn't surprise me. New Yorkers are just... sleep deprived.
Some New Yorker.
And need that boost.
Okay, so here's the story. A New Yorker took a challenge, a coffee challenge, apparently last year. I don't remember the story. Maybe you do. He was challenged to drink 100 cups of coffee, and he did, and it killed him. Too much coffee is lethal.
In one day?
Yeah. One day.
Who challenged? That's so stupid.
And who's the ding dong that
I know? Okay,
I'll do it. Yeah, I can do it.
Exactly. All right, anyway, that's the story of coffee. Loud restaurants in the food news lead to unhealthy eating choices. Let's see if I can escape burying the lead here, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying a meal over a bit of music, it's wonderful, it's marvelous. But if you go into a restaurant, I actually will not stay in a restaurant that's too noisy. I don't like, you go in to have a conversation with somebody, and if it's across the table, it's, huh? What? I can't hear what you're saying. Why would you go into that? Unless you go into one of those drunken bars like you took me into last week in New York.
Oh, yes, I dragged you, kicking and screaming.
Oh, man. Diners who were exposed to louder noises ordered foods that were significantly higher in calories, while those who were listening to softer music made more health-conscious choices. To perform the study, team of scientists went to a cafe in Sweden a couple of days. On some days, they played songs at 55 decibels. Other days, they pumped the jams up to 70 decibels plus. When researchers reviewed the cafe sales, they found that 20% more customers ordered high-calorie foods when the music volume was high. Who comes up with a premise for these things? Who?
I don't know, but it's really interesting. I'm happy someone did, because this is a study that my friends and I have been talking about, because there are certain restaurants that are really loud that we do like to go to, but we try to plan on when it's not that
busy. Are they national or local?
No, local.
Chains?
Local. No, not chains. I don't eat at chains, really. No. But, like, local restaurants. It's one of those things that, like, you don't think about it until you actually see it written down and that someone has scientifically studied this. Yeah. But anecdotally, you can realize, like, yeah, you know, we do tend to order dessert whenever we're at such and such restaurant. We started talking about it. It's a very weird phenomenon. I don't know what the music does.
Like Doug said, the loud music goes with the bar atmosphere usually. Yeah. And what do you eat in bars? You're not ordering the wild salmon at a bar. You're usually eating the tater tots
or pizza,
cheese sauce on top.
Right.
You'll notice that when I had dinner with you last week, Victoria, the first thing I did was look at the dessert menu to see if they had ice cream.
We know.
All right, that's the market.
And then I reprimanded him, Jen. I said, no. I said, Dr. Jack says you eat too much sugar.
You eat your food first.
Yeah. Stop looking at the dessert menu first.
All right, one last food news story is a study that finds Wegmans. If you don't have a Wegmans near you, you don't know about how good they are. Wegmans, Wegmans, headquartered, I think, either in Buffalo or Rochester, New York. Upstate New York, Wegman family still run the supermarket chain, 132 restaurants, mostly in the Northeast. They are the favorite grocery store in the country. They surpass Whole Foods, Publix Markets, Trader Joe's. Actually, I was really surprised. Publix came in second in this survey. There's nothing about a Publix market I ever thought was very special at all. They're mostly in the Southeast. Florida is where they're headquartered. You find them in the southeastern states. I don't know that they're... I'm listening.
So what makes Wegmans so special for those of us on the West Coast who have never been?
I don't know. Actually, Victoria and I were talking about this off the air. I like the presentation. I don't agree with you that it's hard to find things. I just find it interesting because
I don't think you're shopping for groceries though. I think that's why the layout. Everybody I know.
What do you mean
grocery?
I'm going for fruit. I go in for fruit. I get some fresh. Sometimes veggies, lettuce, and carrots.
That's what I'm saying. You stick to produce and ice cream. And so those are easy things.
No, never buy ice cream. What are you talking about? I sell ice cream at the farm. Why do I need to go to the store and buy it?
So what else do you buy then? You just buy produce and then what? That's it.
I normally buy fruits, veggies.
That's produce.
What else am I supposed to buy in the
fruit store? What I'm saying. See, you're the biggest complaint about Wegmans to anyone else who actually does real grocery shopping, and you don't do that. You stick to the prepared foods, which is delicious at Wegmans, and they have a lot of choices, and then all the produce is fine. That's in one section of the store. But any other part of the store, you've probably never even ventured into. So, cleaning supplies, and when we stock up on... Yeah, so you're not buying any of that, and none of that is laid out in a really good way. Because they push their brand on you.
No, it's not an aisle. If you're used to a traditional go in the store and go up and down the aisle, you're not going to find that at Wegmans.
Nothing is easy to find.
You're not going to like Wegmans if that's what you're trying to do.
That's my point, right?
Yeah, no, not
doing
that at Wegmans.
I'm disturbed. We're talking about burying a lead here. I know, right?
Who buys your cleaning supplies?
The cleaning lady.
She carries her own?
Yeah, she brings her own vacuum cleaner. She brings her stuff to wash out the toilet.
When you wipe down the... Do you wipe down the kitchen in between her visits?
No, of course not.
Wait a minute. Yes, I do. I have soaps and stuff that I've had for a while.
Do you have a sponge or...
I have new sponges even that I got. See, the kids are coming, so everything's been spread.
Are you using, Irish Spring, or are you using...
No,
like
I use them... What is it? No, I use that... What's the stuff that's Morris, the white bottle? Is it Morris? What's the stuff that's in...
Myers.
Myers, that's it. Yeah, I use that. So there. But we're going to stop, and I go pick up Miles and Megan at the airport this afternoon. We'll stop at a Wegmans, because they've never been to one, and do our food shopping there. See what we think of that. All right? You guys
and then now maybe you'll actually see what I'm talking about with how confusing it is.
You can talk to Megan.
Things.
I'm sure that tomorrow you can have a conversation with her. Or she'd be happy to talk about shopping at Wegmans tomorrow with you on the air. It's something for everybody looking excitedly forward to. 45 past the hour here on the DJV show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee! Oh, you melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Dangerous and highly contagious. Accurate descriptions for the measles virus. But in certain cases, that same virus can help battle a killer. Cancer. How? A 1-2 punch. First,
these viruses are engineered or selected for their ability to very selectively replicate and kill cancer cells.
Secondly, oncologist Dr. Eva Galanis says that once the cancer cells are infected by the virus, they begin sending out danger signals.
And these danger signals stimulate the immune system to more effectively recognize and attack cancer cells. So viral therapy, in addition to have a direct destructive effect on cancer cells, it is also a very effective form of immunotherapy.
Singling out the cancer while sparing the normal cells. It's an area of continued study and great hope. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Somehow I want to put this to music. I'm not sure how to do it. Okay, put this all together. 3 o'clock in the morning, two guys and a girl are at an apartment complex pool. They're drunk. What happens? Well, they're all dead, so you can go from there. Drunks in the pool. Big warning outside the pool. No lifeguard on duty. No containers with alcohol in the pool, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But who pays attention to the rules?
Well, so, you probably don't when you're drunk.
No. Nope.
Yeah, you're not reading the signs.
Can kiss that off. But who does? What is there about the pool and the drinking and stuff that doesn't make a good combo, folks? 10 minutes for the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
For a visit from Bubba Eckstein,
also known as an animal lover's best friend. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is on the DJV show. His presence is felt here, there, and everywhere. He has his vignettes, his tips on the program with us every day, and then he comes on the air live with us and gives us the what for or who to or how we deal with some things. If you're a fan of The Pet Show, you know you can find Warren at facebook.com/The Pet Show. Very clever. Twitter.com/Warren Eckstein. Eckstein. All right. So here's the story of a pit bull. People love to do downers on pit bulls. This is a story from Stockton, California, where a pit bull last week saved a baby girl and her family from a fire that had spread into their home. The dog alerted the family to the danger by barking and banging on the door of their home. The lady who was the head, the mother's name was Nana, opened the door to see why the dog was yelping. And before she realized that the building, there was a fourplex, was on fire, the dog had come in and woke everybody else up and got them going. She had a baby girl, and the dog grabbed a diaper as the mother was... I thought this was a pretty good story. The mother's grabbing the baby, and the dog's grabbing a diaper for the baby. How about that, Warren?
You know, I hear these stories all the time. You hear these horrible stories about pit bulls. They're such incredible dogs. They're such sensitive dogs. They're great dogs. And, you know, I hate that I fight this Archie Bunker thing all the time about pit bulls. I can literally quote stories about how pit bulls saved kids' lives, stayed with the kid overnight when the kid got lost, and just so many great stories. You know, interesting that you brought that up, though, because last week there was an article, which is, what is your favorite TV dog?
Really? Who?
And the favorite, and the favorite, according to the reports, the favorite was Scooby-Doo.
Really?
mine would have been Eddie from Frasier.
Yeah, I know Eddie, by the way. His real name is Moose, a good friend. I interviewed him. He's a great guy.
Moose.
Anyway,
loved Moose, him.
A great dog. Anyway, I went differently. I said, first of all, why make it a cartoon dog? How did I really?
Right.
And my choice was Petey. Mike from Our Gang Comedies, from the Little Rascals, because he was a pit bull. And back then,
a circle around his eye.
Yeah, and you know that circle? Here's some trivia for you. That wasn't a real circle. That circle was actually painted on by the famous makeup artist, Max Factor, every show that they shot. Max Factor was the makeup guy first time.
Oh, my God, isn't
Rascals.
That funny?
Yeah. Yeah. Something no one else needs to know about me. So anyway, yeah, just a great pit bull. So that's one of the reasons I picked Petey, because he is a pit bull. We hear these horror stories, and that's only because there's a certain segment of the population. Let's face it, a guy dealing crack in a bad neighborhood is not going to want a schnoodle, okay? He's going to go out and get a dog that
right.
looks tough, and they create the aggressive behavior.
Well, my son adopted a pit bull that had been used as bait. The dog's face was all chewed up, and you've never met him. I should bring him over to meet you. I don't think you met Frankie either, Brendan's other dog.
I haven't met Frankie, no.
Frankie and Deuce, the other guy, the other dog's called Deuce. But Meredith and I found a Staffordshire, which is an outgrowth of the Pitt family at the Kill Center in New York, and that's who became the dog that we shared. She has him, and she's a really wonderful dog.
Well, look at the dog that I trained years ago. You know, there's the Staffordshire Terrier, and then there's the American Staffordshire Terrier. You all know, I think we talked about this, that I trained the last dog that was owned by the Buster Brown Company. The dog
named was Tige. Yeah, right.
And Tige was an American Staffordshire Terrier, one of those breeds classified as pit bull. Now remember, he was the Buster Brown dog, so we went to every school across the country and stores and supermarkets and openings and this with me, and the dog was just the most incredible dog because he was brought up with nothing but love. So it's not the breed you have to worry about, it's the way they're brought up.
So what do you think of Disney welcoming dogs now? You can go into the resorts. I don't know. Can you go into the park with them? You can go to the yacht club. You can go to the resort. You can go to Fort Wilderness, I guess. But can you actually? The dogs have to be well behaved. Okay, leashed in public areas. So is this a big step forward?
It is a big step. I'm curious. It's an interesting point you brought up.
$50 a night if you want to stay with them in the hotel.
Well, I know at some of the cruises you can spend to keep the dogs. And if you go for a cruise, they have kennels, special kennels. But
I don't think
you're going to be allowed to take the dogs into the park, though, unless they're on a leash or unless it's a service dog. I think there are laws about that. I'm not sure, though, but I think in terms of the park.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at Walt Disney Resort properties, pet merchandise. They're selling things. Just another way for Disney to make money.
Hey, I want to leave everyone with one tip this week, okay?
Yes.
I want everyone to remember that dogs don't self-entertain themselves. You need to give them something to do. People say, I have a yard. My dog's out in the yard. If you look in the yard, he's probably lying under a tree. Get out there. Play with your dog. Work with your dog. They need to be entertained by us.
Yeah. I love playing with Daisy May, rubber belly. She's a love bug, man. What a great find. I'm so thankful that I have that dog. She's a really sweetheart. All right, Warren Eckstein, I'm happy to have you here. I'll rub your belly anytime. It's 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.